With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. This Friday, the USDA is releasing one of its more anticipated crop production reports. So why does farm country look forward to this crop production report more than others? Lance Honig is chair of the USDA's Agricultural Statistics Board.
September is when we first introduced the objective yield survey for corn and soybeans for the season, which means we sent trained enumerators into fields where they're taking counts and measurements. In some isolated cases where maturity is so far along, maybe they were even able to capture some information from the fields physically.
That data, along with farmer surveys, make up the USDA's crop production forecast this month, but Honig acknowledges interest is heightened by what was reported last month, higher than projected record corn acreage, production, and yield forecast. The report is scheduled for release Friday at noon Eastern Time. The USDA's Economic Research Service says net cash farm income, defined as gross cash income minus cash expenses, is forecast to increase by $36.5 billion, or 25% from 2024, to $180.7 billion in 2025 inflation-adjusted dollars. U.S. net farm income is forecast to increase by $48.8 billion, or 37%, up to nearly $180 billion in 2025. Net farm income is a broader measure of farm sector or profitability that incorporates non-cash items like changes in inventories, economic depreciation, and gross inputted rental income. Most of the projected increase in 2025 corresponds with higher direct government payments to farmers, projected to increase from $10.4 billion in 2024 to $40.5 billion in 2025. The increase is expected largely because of supplemental and ad hoc disaster assistance for farmers and ranchers from the American Relief Act of 2025. As farmers prepare to harvest what may be a record-large soybean crop, their largest export customer has yet to make a buy. Without a deal with China, North Dakota farmers may not get a bid for their soybeans. According to North Dakota Soybean Council Chair Jim Thompson, the local cash market is pushing growers to store their beans. North Dakota Soybean Growers Association President Justin Sherlock says the trade dispute with China needs to end. Maybe it's getting an interim trade deal with a country like China so we have somewhere to just physically move and sell those soybeans, said Sherlock. He said farmers want the export markets restored first. We just need to get rid of the crop right now, then we can figure out where we are at financially as we go into the winter months and loan renewal season. All eyes are on the new world screwworm in cattle country and the outbreak that is going on in Mexico, and there's a growing concern that illegal cattle trafficking may be to blame. RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard shares his thoughts on the issue and what it means for the livestock industry.
This cattle trafficking out of Nicaragua, Honduras, and other South America, Central American countries, and the reports indicate that there's been over 800,000 illegal cattle entering Mexico each year since 2022, and that's alarming. And so we're going to be talking with USDA and the White House about the need to fully investigate the how widespread this cattle trafficking is. And interestingly, they've said that the cattle are entering Mexico with black market ear tag and falsified documents.
Bullard added the outbreak underscores concerns with the electronic ID mandate, stressing it's not a foolproof system. He says the only way to eliminate the new world screwworm is through coordinated efforts. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.